Good afternoon, Miles. How are you doing?
God, you're always double jobbing.
I have now another nice 2 weeks off, just the one job now for 2 weeks, a bit of training time off, which is great.
But by the sound I hear in the background, you're going to have your hands full.
I think I'm actually coming through the airport at the moment, but can't wait now to get home to the girls. I've been away now for 11 days from them, so I've missed them badly.
Oh, I thought it was your own girls that you were listening to there.
No.
We were listening to. No, okay.
Yeah, no, we're just at passport control now, so.
Oh,
I
well,
think it's some other tired children from flight.
Maybe the timing is not perfect in relation to this interview. Maybe we could have left a little bit later, but sure, are you okay to continue?
No, good to talk, yeah, no problem.
That's good. Sinead, I thought I'd stopped talking to you about 4 or 5 or whatever number of years ago. I did keep your number in the phone, so there was always something at the back of my mind saying, Sinead Jerry's is going to be back.
Yeah, I suppose after trying for London and the bike and getting the puncture and kind of the whole thing being cut like prematurely, really, I decided to concentrate on my career in medicine and the family. And it was only then in 2013 when a new coach came to Ireland. He's a Kiwi coach called Don McLachlan. And she came and visited myself and Sam in Limerick and told me that there were a few good girls that he had training in Cork, and he wondered if I would come back to rowing and be part of a lightweight double that he was trying to put together for the Olympics in Rio. And I kind of thought, oh, do you know what? for so long I didn't have a coach that dedicated himself to the double, and I never had a partner. And, I missed rowing so much. We were still very involved with the rowing club in Limerick, and all our friends are there, St. Michael's Rowing Club. So it was such a tempting offer, but the only problem was I was pregnant at the time.
Yes, bit of a problem, all right.
Do you know what? I'd love to come back, but... And it worked out really well at the time because I was working kind of 100-hour weeks and trying to do a bit of training before and after work, which wasn't ideal. Like, coming home from a 36-hour shift and instead of going home to bed, I was stopping off to do a bit of rowing or cycling or something, So that wasn't ideal for training at all. But with the maternity leave that I got after Hannah was born, it was a really good chance to, fully invest myself in the training and see how it could do.
And you took it up, yes. Continue the story.
Took it up, yeah. And I suppose this time last year, the girls were at the World Championships, and I was just making my comeback at home, kind of quietly training away. And we had our first set of trials in October. And I suppose I was in the lucky situation that I'd been training from, just a few days after Hannah was born. So I had 3 or 4 months lead into the first set of trials, and the girls were just coming back from the World Championships, so I won those trials by quite a bit, and then it was kind of very much back on. It went really well. I trained, I won the trials in December, but in January I had an unfortunate accident where I broke a rib, and that put me out of the boat for 5 months. And I suppose, the injury really shouldn't have taken that long to heal, but Hannah was still a baby and Molly was a toddler, and you're kind of doing the mum things, lifting them up and playing with them and stuff, and the injury took quite a while to heal. So I finally got back in the boat in May and was lucky to get the single spot for the Europeans. I had to do a last-minute trial to be the fastest Irish sculler for that. And then after the Europeans, I raced my way back into the double. So I teamed up with Claire Lamb, who is just fabulous to row with. It's really nice to have somebody like so good to row with after so many years of trying different doubles. We really click. She's very tall and has a really long stroke, and it just suits me perfectly to latch in with that and put the power in. And kind of, it's just been such a great last 3 months rowing with her and working so closely with Dawn, who's developing our techniques and getting the most out of the two of us together. And it's just been so much fun. And I know the qualification was always the goal, but I would have said a few weeks ago, even if it doesn't work out, I've enjoyed the journey so much this time. I've really appreciated the lifestyle that kind of rowing affords you, and just the friends you make again. And having rowed in the double with Claire, rowing in the double with Claire was so much fun that, it has just been a great experience. Of course, it's been really tough and stressful for the last few weeks, but even at that, we've had a lot of fun too.
Well, Okay, there's so many things going on there. It's just hard to pick up the strands. But first of all, you were in Dublin originally. When did you move to Limerick? And you were talking then about going to Cork. Did you go to Cork? Did you have to go to Cork?
Yeah. So we moved from Dublin to Limerick when I was pregnant with Molly, our second daughter. And I started the GP training scheme in Limerick. So I was really concentrating on the GP scheme. And we had Hannah. So Hannah is now 14 months old. But in June this year, in July this year, we moved to Cork. So that I'd been commuting up and down to Cork and trying to look after the girls and do a little bit of work as well. So it was pretty tough. And so the move to Cork has been really good. We're all based there together. Last year, my husband Sam, who's an orthopaedic surgeon, was working in Dublin. I was in Limerick with the girls, but now he's managed to get a job in Cork for a year. So we're all together, which is really nice.
So you're based in Cork.
Based in Cork with the National Rowing Centre. Yeah,
that's where you're rowing. You're on maternity leave now, so therefore you're.
Well, I'm actually kind of used up the. The maternity leave and the unpaid maternity leave, and now I'm on the parental leave and that's going to be up in October as well, and it is kind of tricky with the training and stuff, so I'm going to have to go in to them on this week and negotiate some time off for Rio, but it's I don't know how, at least I've kind of got a strong argument now for getting that bit of time off.
Well, yeah, you certainly have. I would say it's a strong piece of argument as you could have that you're representing your country at the Olympics in Rio in 2016.
Yeah. It's amazing. Like, to have tried for so long, and I think it was only when I was kind of reading some of the Donegal articles this morning, like from Donegal Sports Hub and Highland Radio's, you know, the bits that you put up, it just kind of brought it back to me how hard I've been trying. And now it's finally come true, and I did get very emotional, even more so than yesterday.
Well, naturally enough, and understandably so, I remember speaking to you when you were over in Newcastle, Sunderland area, and you took up rowing. Then you went up to Scotland and so on. You know, you competed in the World Championships in 2000. That's 15 years ago, and took bronze. So you're on the road since.
Yeah, it's been a long journey, all right, and I suppose it's had its ups and downs, but it's been so great to always have the huge support and the belief that the people in Donegal had in me, and like some of my really good friends, they just always believed I should do it, and, you know, to the point where they were booking flights to Olympics, but now they can actually do it.
It's been a fairy tale story, but it's down to hard work, down to your dedication, and your, willingness to put in the big effort that, and the belief that you could do it.
Yeah. I'm just at passport control. Can I just leave for 1 second and I'll be right back?
No problem at all. That's Sinead Jennings speaking to us and talking about double jobbing. For such a person to be so organised, to be so dedicated, to put in so much effort, and not only just one sport, but two sports, it's just unreal. You're still there, Sinead?
I'm back now again.
You're back again. You're through safely back to Ireland, is it? Are you in Shannon or Dublin?
I'm in Dublin. We have to drive now to Limerick to pick up the girls. Sam's mum was looking after them and head down to Cork.
People think it's all glamour competing at the World Championships and you know, finishing third in a B final and all the, and that, and qualifying for the Olympics. You need a photograph taken there.
Live radio.
That sure is live radio.
I thought I was busy.
You thought you were busy, right, Martin? My God almighty. Well, do they not realise who she is, or maybe it's a photographer from... Did they get that photograph? Sinead?
They're looking for it now, all right.
and is it, you know, are they taking your photograph, or have you to dig one out of the bottom of the bag?
They're going to it's my rowing club from Limerick, St. Michael's. Okay. They want a big group photo before we all leave at the airport.
Okay, and did you get it taken? You did?
No, not yet. They're gathering people together for it.
Right. Okay. Well, look, maybe we'll let you go, Sinead. We've got the gist of the story. Fantastic performance by you and by Claire Lamb.
Yeah.
Well done. We'll talk to you in more depth again Sinead. But
we definitely will, yeah.
Congratulations in the meantime, and thanks for joining us.
Miles, and thanks to everyone who supported me for this long time. I'm finally doing it for them.
You sure are. Sinead, pleasure talking to you as usual. Thanks a million.
Thanks a million, Miles. Bye.